Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, Timothy.
Damn, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking time out to come on the show, man. We really appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Coming on the show for a while now.
Before we talk, man, do me the honors, man, and introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know who you are, man. Let them know what a great athlete you are, man.
I got you. I'm Darian Carthar, professional basketball player. I played all over the world. I've played professionally in Finland, Argentina, Dubai, currently in Bosnia. Played Division I college basketball, Division II college basketball. Had the opportunity to be at many levels, whether it was NBA mini camp, Sacramento Kings, and share my time. Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So man, Before we get into the story, man, tell us a little bit about, man, what inspired you, man, to want to play pro ball?
Honestly, for me, man, it was just it's been a couple of different inspirations. First, the very beginning for me was I watched my dad play. He didn't play professionally or anything, but just I heard many stories growing up about how good of a ball player he was. He actually received offers from Mississippi Valley State to play football and basketball. So, just growing up, seeing him play at parks and recs and just hearing stories wherever I went, people reminded me how good he was. And, that stuff really motivated me. But my big was Sebastian Telfair. I remember when I had to be in middle school, he came out with the Through the Fire documentary. What basketball could actually do for you as a profession, similar to myself, be able to go everything that came for somebody that actually put the work in to get to that next level. That made me want to do the same thing, honestly. And that's where my inspiration came from at the beginning. And then, from there, many things, just I put my mind to it on that grind and say, I want to go to college. And, after college, I want to play in the pros. And, just along that path, that was the thing that really started me, though. I remember that like it was yesterday, man. The day that I saw it was the day I decided I wanted to.
Darian, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So you recently announced that you were leaving basketball, man. Tell us what happened, what caused you to make that decision, man. So tell us what actually went down, man, and why. We're gonna try to get Darian back on the phone. I'm not sure. There was a miscommunication. There was actually, I really need some issues, but we're going to have to get back on the line in 1 second. I'm going to jump into Twitch. I'll be right back, guys. Hold on 1 second.
Give me high like you do, yeah.
Dan, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So let us know, man. What happened, man?
Oh yeah. Sorry before we got cut off, but honestly, it's been a cumulative effect of things that I've just observed over the years that led up to me ultimately deciding to walk away from the game as a player. But one of those things, one of the most important things was just my body, you know, playing this game at a high level and just even whatever level for over 20 years, you know, it adds a lot of miles. And then on top of that, playing professionally for 5, collegiate for 5, and then you got high school and just playing as a kid, it adds wear and tear. And, you know, I recently suffered a season-ending knee injury that was totally unexpected. But at the same time, in Europe, they don't really take care of our bodies the way that as Americans we're used to. You know, we're used to, in the States, we have different types of facilities and resources that are available to us at all times. And over here, the science behind, you know, taking care of the body and regress recovery isn't the same. So that ended up being basically the icing on the cake for me. But leading up to that process was just me just evolving how I thought as a man and how I thought as a businessman. Because, like, once you become professional, the game is no longer – it's about the love. You know, of course you love the game, but it's always negotiations. It's always a push-pull between owners and players. It's always these agents in the mix. It becomes about the finances. And then different things like that, it really just becomes a job. And just like any other job, you have expectations and, you know, policies and different things that you have to follow. And in this business, you almost have to be perfect for things to work out the way you want it to work out. So I kind of honestly, I got tired of being in a situation where I couldn't control my own destiny. You know, I've evolved a lot mentally on the business side of things, and I'm ready, you know, to move on and be an owner and be able to control my own destiny and be able to do things creatively that I want to do and not just be, in a sense, you almost feel like a slave in a sense. Sometimes playing this game, and I started to feel that playing abroad over the years. And when you add the injury to it, it's like, okay, this is affecting my long-term health now at this point. And it's just something, you know, I decided, you know, that I wanted to do for myself, and not only for myself, but my family as well. We sat down and talked about it, but something I wanted to do for myself for the first time. I felt like I wanted to make a decision for Darian to move forward.
So, I mean, you decided to leave. Now, I understand it takes a toll on your body. You know, you're playing, you know,
yeah,
day in and day out, you know, the movement, kind of consistent movement, you know. But besides that part, how were you treated as far as a player itself? How were you treated by the league?
That right there is the tough part for me because, you know, playing in another country, it comes with many, many different things to deal with. And basketball is probably the smallest part, you know, from the standpoint of you dealing with a different culture, you know, a different language. And those things are great because it helps you grow and evolve as a human, as a person. But at the same time, they have a way of doing things and a way of living, a way that they see things.
Right.
And it's very different from the way that we do things back at home in the States, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, as far as like being taken care of, it wasn't good, you know, as far as like rest, recovery, understanding treatment, understanding, you know, the things that an American player that travels all the way across the world to live, work, and do a job has to deal with. Like, it's a 6-hour time difference from here where I am in Bosnia to the United States. So I have a family at home. I have a serious relationship at home. I have other things at home that are going on as well, but I'm also here. So there's a lot of late nights in that. But like, if you don't have a coach that understands the things you deal with, it'll take a toll over an 8-9 month season.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to bed at different times as an American player because you're not just going to come over here and work and forget about everything at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's things like that on top of, like, you know, you can't get access to ice all the time. We're practicing 2 and 3 times a day with sometimes no days off. And then you got to go out and perform. And as an American player, American import, you got super high expectations, a lot of pressure to damn near be perfect. And you, on top of that, you're dealing with communication. I'm a point guard, so I have to be able to communicate effectively with my team and my coach. And sometimes it's not always easy because everybody might not even speak English. So, but I'm expected to do my job. And sometimes I feel like they expect my body to work like a machine. It's like, nah, you gotta oil this car. You got to maintenance this car for it to run or it's going to blow up on you. And sometimes they wouldn't take heed to that. Or, you know, payment might not be on time. There's different things you deal with that I'm not, that as an American, we don't deal with. And you expect it to still be professional. So it just, over time, it takes its toll.
How do you feel about, you know, leaving completely, man? If things, let me ask you this question. What if you were offered to come back and they asked you, hey, come back and we'll make some changes for you, would you take that offer or this is it?
As a player, like I said, I love basketball. I would still love to play. But for me at this point, it's like I'm thinking long term health. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 20 years of going hard on your body like this, at some point it's going to catch up. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you can say, okay, hey, it's going to be, this is what we're going to do for you. It's going to be a better situation. All this and all those things. For me, I'm just counting the cost. I got experience for whatever offer they may bring me back for. Is that something I'm willing to put my body through, put my family through, put my mental health through? And at this point in time, I'm ready to kind of move on to other things because, like I said, it's not only just a thing about being taken care of, but it's also, you know, a situation where, you know, we make these owners a lot of money. We do a lot of things. And you really can't control your destiny. You're always kind of like a puppet in a sense. So it's like, you know, I'm ready to put the business hat on. You know, go in that area, really be able to help guys. Even if guys do want to play, be able to lead them into the right, you know, direction or really give them information that I wasn't given to be fully prepared. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I kind of want to go in a another direction just because health is wealth, honestly. Now, you can play this game and make a lot of money, but then, like, 10, 15 years from now, you got arthritis or something. You know what I mean? And it's like, is that something I want to actually – deal with in 10, 15 years? Or could I be smarter and make my living in a smarter way? That's where my mindset is right now. You know, I have a story to tell. You know, I come from a long way. I was never supposed to be here in this position. And I'm thankful and I'm blessed, but it, like, as of right now, I really can't see myself saying I would come back and take an offer unless it was like anything else. Unless it's an offer you can't refuse. Under those terms, that's different. But I know this game, and I know the business of this game. And those are, you know, few and far between, especially when you're not playing in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now that, I mean, you left and you announced that you were leaving. Any negative feedback, any type of hatred or anything from anyone or the team itself or the league itself that because you left, or were you just like, hey, okay, he's gone, move, you know, next? What was the outcome?
Well, as far as the team goes, we're still working some things out on the business end. I will most likely still be in Bosnia for some months to come. Just handling some things, you know, I'm still rehabbing from my injury and different things like that. And there are financial things that I still need to take care of on the team's part. So as far as that goes, we haven't had those conversations. This is more so a Darian decision that I wanted to, you know, communicate with my people back home and different things like that. But as far as out here, I'm still trying to work through the business end on that, which is a process in itself. But as far as like family and friends, now that I got a lot of different feedback on that. The biggest thing is like most people, once you're an athlete, most people act like they can't see you doing anything else. It's like, are you sure? You know, are you sure? That's just how you feel today. It's like, you know, most people, the way I look at it is most people never truly pursue and do anything that they really love and dream of. Most people are scared to really step out on a limb and take that risk. I took a lot of risk in my life to get to where I am now. And I'm talking a lot of risk. You know, it's a lot of lonely nights, a lot of, you know, times where you lose money, a lot of times where you're not making money, but you're constantly putting that grind in and pushing it to the limit just to reach your dreams. And most people that don't understand, like, giving it your all, because I give it my all. Like, when I do things, I like to go as hard as I can so I don't have no regrets. So that's how I looked at it when I was hearing people saying certain things. It's like, y'all don't really understand, you know, what this game is like and the things that we do, because, you know, I play overseas. Like I said, I've traveled the world to play this game, and most people just see that, oh, you're traveling the world, you know, you're doing something you love. They're not seeing the real things that go on. You know, you're an entrepreneur, you're a businessman of yourself. Everybody don't see all the work that you put in to get to this point. You get what I'm saying? So it's kind of from an uneducated viewpoint sometimes. But I've had support from people, too, that's really like, you know what, you can do other things more than an athlete in a sense. Like, you know, you're smart, you got education, you can do other things, you got experiences, you know, you got things that you can inspire people with. So that's – I'm trying to take the positives, you know, and just focus on myself. Some people have told me I'm crazy, some people told me I'm tripping, some people are like, oh, you'll be right back, or you ain't going to stop, that's dumb. But at the same time, you know, I just try to focus on the facts of what I know and feel in my reality.
I guess it's a decision that, you know, you thought it through and you thought it was best for yourself, man. That is the outcome that you get, whether, you know, some are going to agree, some not going to agree, you know. I mean, it's life, you know, but I say this to you, just take one day at a time and move forward in the right direction, you know, and
yeah, absolutely,
you know, and for those who want to maybe in the future want to do what you did, what a piece of advice would you give to them?
There's so much advice I could give, because like basketball has been amazing to me. It's been great, and like I wouldn't trade nothing. I wouldn't trade none of my experiences. I've made a living. I've done things, great things, and just, you know, been happy. But what I would advise anybody to do first of all would be find out who you are first outside of this game, because you're gonna go through a lot of things in this game, and you have a lot of people tell you you can't make it, and that's period, because only 1% of us are blessed to get the opportunity to play professionally on any level. So first find out who you are as a person and who you truly want to be with or without the game. Once you get that out the way, I say you have to develop your skills. Like, that has to be the most important thing in your life, almost, putting that time in the gym. Like, truly developing your game, find you some inspiration, find somebody that inspires you, that's going to almost hold you accountable, even if you don't know them. Like, for me, that was Kobe Bryant and Floyd Mayweather. I saw these dudes work their butt off day in, day out. They weren't out at the parties. They weren't doing all this other stuff that everybody was doing. So they were kind of like my mentors that I didn't even know, if you get what I'm saying. So I would say that, put as much time in as you can in your game, develop your skill set first. Secondly, find somebody that's within reach for you that is doing it, that is playing professional. Take as much knowledge from them as you can, you know, because those two things are what's going to eventually get you where you want to go. Being skilled enough, knowing the game, basically knowing your business, and then after that, it's going to be networking. You know, I know a lot of guys that are super talented, and I know some guys that aren't as talented. And there's guys that got farther not being as talented but knowing the right people than guys that are super talented and don't know anybody. That's the unfortunate reality of this game because, like I said, it's only 1%, so they're looking for ways to tell you no. So, but, you know, outside of those things, man, you know, just prayer, belief, and hard work, like the cliches that everybody say, that stuff is truly real. Like, I remember, you know, even to this day, you know, even to this day, like, just putting in, you know, them 3 days, and 2 days consistently, 3 days, sometimes four if I have to, you know, constantly studying the game, you know, watching different levels of basketball, whether that be overseas, NBA, college, G League, whatever. You know, just find a ways to get better on a daily, and then taking care of your body because it's the only tool. You could be the best basketball player in the world, but if you hurt, nobody cares. So, like, just truly invest in yourself. Like, you got to treat this like a business from the time you're 10 years old, or however early you start, you know. You're going to have to invest in your body, eating right, invest in your mind, invest in your skills. And I mean, it'll pay you back. It's just like anything else. You get out what you put in. And that's my advice, is really just give it all you can because it's such a short window. Like,
right?
You know, I'm playing 10 years after high school. That sounds like a long time to somebody, but that's not. That's a short window. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm only 27 years old. So, like, you know, and I always knew that, too. I knew that back in my mind. I was like, okay, let's say maximum I play till I'm 35. That's a short part of my life. So if you can't go hard for this short period of time, then you really don't want it that bad. That's just how I looked at it. And it paid me back, to be honest.
That's good advice, man. And I have to agree. And I say that because I'm going to use myself for example. I was told by another DJ that take care, do only, this body is only loaned to you for a short period of time. So take care of that while you're here. And because if you don't, if I'm worn out and broken down, they're going to push me to the side and replace me. I am replaceable. Right. There's somebody that can come do my job 10 times better than I can, in a sense. So I have to, you know, so that is truly a good piece of advice, man. We have to take care of our bodies, man, because I mean, especially if we're in your position as an athlete, you know,
yeah,
we have to take care of ourselves because we get worn down, especially with basketball, we get knee injuries and all the other injuries, you know, that occurs. I remember me playing soccer in college. And I said, oh, I'm so glad that I didn't actually go pro because, you know, being a soccer player is a lot of legwork.
A lot, yeah.
But
very,
you know,
similar,
so,
sports as far as, like, the demanding impact.
Right. So, I mean, you know, that is truly great advice, man. I see a lot of based. I honestly today before we did the interview, me and the team, me and my staff here at the station was looking at your profile pictures, man. I mean, your pictures on your profile, man, and you have, we see potential in other fields, in the field of entertainment, which I mean,
okay.
I see you as a model actor, man, who, you know, that's what we saw today. But, you know, I mean, whatever your passion is, man, whatever the future holds for you, man, you know, here at the show, man, we got your back, man. We support you since day one, man, since we, you know, came in contact with you, man, and that continues on, you know.
Man, I really appreciate that. That's been one of the biggest decisions right now. Like conversations with me and like my people is just like, what's next? Things I want to do. And honestly, sports and entertainment has always been things I've been interested in. Like always, like you said, like even you saying what you just said, that means a lot to me because it lets me know that my thoughts are on the right wavelength as far as those things go. And having that support system is everything. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate that, man. That means a lot.
No doubt, man. Whatever your decision is, man, I'ma say this to you, what my grandmother told me a long time ago, whatever that your decision is or whatever that you decide to do, put God first. And you'll always come out on top. All right.
No doubt. No, that's real.
And the next chapter in your life, man, comes, man. And that's what you focus on. Now we focus on the next chapter in your life, and that's been moving forward to whatever it is. I mean, you came a long way, man. You played, all over the world, man. You got to travel to some places that some of us never even seen or never even heard of.
So, stories in
there, man. I'm sure you've seen, you met other cultures, other races, how the other side of the world lives compared to how here in America that we live, it's truly different. So, that is truly a great experience, man. So you do have, you're young, you have a story to tell. You've been through a lot in such a short period of time. So that is truly, that's a blessing, Some average 27-year-olds have never even done at least 10% of what you've done so far. So you have that story to tell, man. So you are a blessing to some people, whether you may know it or not. Some people you can encourage other people who are young, 18-year-old, 17-year-old that's fresh out of college, that's fresh on the street, and that's trying to get into the game, man. You would be the individual to, a prep talk,
Absolutely. It's a few things I wanted to say too to like piggyback on that. One of the reasons why I even, was excited to do the interview is one thing is this, and this is what I don't take very lightly. And like, I didn't really truly realize it until I made the announcement. My story has been one of inspiration for a lot of people. And I recognize that, to the point where I know a lot of things people were saying to me was out of them looking up to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, man, you can't stop. Like, I have one of my younger guys who plays pro ball named Derek Schaus. And when I told him, he was one of the first people I told. I was like, hey, man, I'm thinking about, putting it down, bro. And he was like, nah, man, you ain't. He's like, nah, there's no way. He's like, you ain't telling me that right now. And I'm just like, nah, I'm serious. I just want to talk to you. Like, bro, he's like, I look up to you too much for you to be telling me that right now. And when he said that, it just kind of put some things in perspective for myself. Like, if he's saying that, there's other people as well. But one of the things I want to do, because like you said, I've been around the world. I've lived in different cultures and truly have lived in these cultures. I'm in these countries for 8 to 10 months. So I have no choice but to truly learn their customs and their histories and different things like that, why they eat what they eat and why they wear what they wear, all these different things. But it's, I want to continue to be an inspiration. I really want to be able to tell my story, on whatever level that I can, from overcoming obstacles, being told no, not being one of the chosen ones, to reaching the top, in my opinion, all the different things along that way. I really want to be able to, and those are the things, some of the things I'm going to do. Like I'm in the process of writing a book and being able to tell my story, creating my brand, which is something I live by. It's called It Was Written. It was something that since I was a kid, I would just, even when people would tell me like, man, only one in a million or one in this, or you ain't gonna never. I'm like, man, it's already written. It's written in my life. That's just my faith. You know what I'm saying? It was written before time. Like, I'm here for a reason. And those are things I want people to understand. I went from not even being ranked top 300 in my city to a year later being number two player in my state, to playing Division One on ESPN, to being all over the world and doing all these different things and collecting a check because of my jump shot. Like, that stuff is, that's crazy. You know what I'm, where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I'm Columbus, Ohio, from nothing. Like, so to get to that point where somebody's willing to pay me over some basketball, you know, I had to believe from day one. That's the story and the legacy I want to leave, is just of that faith and that hard work and that persistence. I know it can truly get you anywhere you want to go, but it was just about being smart. And that's what I want to be now, is like, you know, start being smart. Like, yes, I had an injury, but it's not the first one. I've had a few of them now. And that's where the long-term thinking is. Okay, let's set a blueprint for the next guys that want to be done or want to move on or be able to go into business while they're playing and different things like that. So I didn't want people to think it's something that like was a super emotional decision, but it is emotional. But at the same time, trying to be as calculated as possible and make the right decision. I don't know everything, but like, you know, I consult with God. Consult with myself, my family, and just try to, you know, do the best thing, that's the next best thing for me and the people that I need to inspire for my life story.
That's awesome, man. Things are going to work out, man. It's going to be successful for you, man, in the days to come, man. And I'm thankful, man, that you came on the show, man, to tell your story, man, to tell, you know, what happened and why, you know, because with myself, it was a shock to me, you know, it was a shock for the staff, you know, so we want that you decided to come on, man, and talk with us, man, and we appreciate you, man, and, hey, man, I mean, if you want to, man, radio is always open to you, man. I could use a co-host, man.
For real, man, no, hey. You know what, man? I appreciate that offer. I'm definitely thinking about all types of things, man. And, you know, coming on the show, I don't look at that as a coincidence on the time it was, because, like I said, I genuinely was just like, I put out there how I felt. And then when you hit me, it was like, man, you come on the show. I was like, okay. I didn't do it for none of that. And it's just, you know, one of the things that came along. But, that's another thing. I had people telling me, like my girlfriend, she was like, I don't think you should put that out there. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of being controlled with how I feel. You get where I'm coming from. But I'm going to put out there my truth, and, you know, say how I feel. And that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? And one more thing I want to leave with people, too, like just, you know, athletes, because we get a bad rap a lot of the time. The story is starting to change because of dudes like LeBron, who's doing an amazing job. But it's like, man, dudes, we more than ball players, man. Like, we more than, you know, dudes are just going to go shoot and dribble and run. Like, you know, and I want guys to know that, because it's like I come across guys every day that want to play this game who are suffering because of the opportunity not there. You know, they're grown men who finished college, who got used up by the NCAA system, which is a whole nother story in itself. And then it's time to go pro, and they don't have the opportunity to. They at home not making money, not, you know, moving forward with life, thinking that life is just basketball. And it's like, out of all my years playing, the biggest things I'm taking away from this game have nothing to do with basketball. You know, like, and that's what I want guys to understand. It's like, man, you ain't got to only play. Like, if I could go back and do it again, from day one, I would have started up a business to go along with my career. Now, it wouldn't have been easy, but those are the things I want guys to see. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so you don't get in a position where you need basketball so much that it becomes detrimental.
Right.
And that's what I see a lot of us doing. It's just like, you know, you get into the point where you put so much into this game, and then it's not giving you that return, and then you like, dang, what am I about to do? I need this game. And now you're a puppet. You really a puppet now. You ain't got no power at that point, because they know that too. They can lowball you. They can treat you how they want. And I was never that guy. You're not going to do me like that. So I always kept my thinking cap on about, hey, I don't have to play this game if I don't want to. And that's when I had true freedom.
Amazing, man. Darren, man, you know that you can use this show as use this platform, man, to come on, man, address, promote anything, man, that you know that you got going on, man. We definitely got your back, man. You have our support, man. And anytime, man, you know, just get we're only a phone call away, man.
My guy, I appreciate you, man, man, for sure.
And man, don't.
I'm glad
don't,
to see
man,
the show.
Go ahead.
What was that?
Go ahead.
I was saying I'm glad to see where the show's grown, man. You know, I trust me. I told you before, man. I seen what you've been doing and how you've been moving, and I listen to the things you tell me. Now the show's really.
We're trying to get where you at, man. So we're trying to get where you at, man. We're trying to get where you at.
Man, here you go. I'm trying to be where you at. Look,
we're not stumping with the big balls like you, man. We're little people over here, man. We're just trying.
Oh,
to
be, man. Here you go, Doc. Nah, keep doing your thing, though, man. It's a blessing.
Man,
it's a blessing for sure.
I told you before, man. You're like a brother to me, man. And since day one, man, the positive feedback I got from you, man, the connection, man, it was positive, man. So that's why I stayed in touch, man. We stay connected, man. You're a positive brother, man. I definitely support people like that, man. I try to stay behind, you know, and use my power that I have to help, you know, individuals like them and. Very few people know. Some do that, you know. Wiz Khalifa, I gave him his first interview. I promoted his first record, you know,
wow.
Before he even was famous. And
that's crazy.
People are like, really? And if you go back to my archives and you type in Wiz Khalifa, you'll hear the interview. You know, it's a lot of artists that,
wow.
You know, even K-Michelle, you know, there's a lot of artists that, you know, they started hearing, you know, it went forward, and now look at them, you know. So, I mean, I've saw so many people, and there was no money in return. There was nothing, you know. I have a heart of gold, man. So, you know, but.
Absolutely.
I'm no fool. So, don't, you know, like, oh, come on now. I'm no fool. But I do help people. You know, it's say you can't help the world, man, but. For those who I can, I know that I'm,
you
know,
mm-hmm.
That's all, you know. I mean, I'm proud of you, man,
no,
and, you know, my success with everything, man, and, you know, I'm always here, man. Definitely thank you so much, man, for doing the show, man, and, you know, I'll be in touch, brother. Any last words for my listeners, man, anything, man?
Yeah, just, you know, whatever you believe in, just go get it. And just do it on your terms. I think that's where we at now in 2018. You know, it was written. That's what it is. It's written for all of us, whatever that is. Go get it.
All right, Dan, man. I appreciate you, man. Be blessed, man. I'll definitely be in touch. All right, man?
All right, thank you. Appreciate you, man.
No problem, man. Be blessed.
All right.
Shout out to Darren Correa for coming on the show, man, to talk about his story as to why he left the basketball game. Make sure you guys stay in touch with the show. If you have any questions about today's episode, email TimothyHodgeShow@gmail.com for more information. Also, for your comments. Also, for guests that you would like to see, again, TimothyHodgeShow@gmail.com. I thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. I'll be back on soon again. I got your emails, you know, your letters. Phone calls to the show. Thank you so much. I do hear you, and I'm going to do my best to get these guests on the show that you guys would like to see on. This is Timothy Hodge with Aaron on Power, 93.4 from and on your Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much. Stay up. Stay strong. Here's Meek Mills. Peace.
You feel the vibe is contagious. Look in your eyes, it is dangerous. Grateful I had all the patience. I know you're going through some changes. You taking pictures, know your angles. Ooh, no, we ain't perfect, but we them close. Ooh, you. you give me something I can pay for. No angel, but you got a halo. When it's nights like this, I really wanna be right here. I really wanna take you there. Like this.